guys, welcome to our recap of Game of Thrones Season 4 Finale, The Children.
The Children, yes. We're going to talk about our thoughts of this episode. We also have some special guests. Say hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
One person said hello, so that's a good start.
Hello.
We'll introduce them in a second, but this is our Game of Thrones podcast, so just stay tuned.
All right, welcome to this episode of A Gal and a Gay and a Gay and a Gay and a Gay.
Right? So much gay.
So much gay. This is episode 40. I'm Nick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us. We got some special guests, obviously. We'll let them introduce yourself. Go ahead.
I'm Gay One.
Hi, I'm Matt.
It's Matt, and Ginger's back. He's been on this podcast before.
Yeah.
He's reluctantly joining us again. So.
We're supposed to have stage names?
Right. You know, if you want to. Gay one and gay two, fine. You know.
Very, very seussical.
If you come up with a name by the end of the podcast.
Yeah, just think about it.
We'll just bleep them in.
Exactly. Magic editing, we can do anything, really.
Right.
So... So this is number 40 for us, which is big deal. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
40 episodes.
Yeah.
So.
A long time on it.
Right. So, it's all right. And our biggest podcast to date, I think, is our Jim and the Holograms.
It's still getting listens. Almost
big.
200 people listen to that podcast alone, which is crazy.
Yeah. So,
that's the most.
Thanks, Mike, for talking to
us.
We talked to an extra who's on the new movie. So.
Who's a super Jim fan, so,
mm-hmm.
because...
They're passionate people.
They are passionate people.
Very,
very passionate. So, thanks for those listeners.
Right, and also very passionate to Game of Thrones.
Yes!
Fans.
So...
There were some that weren't very happy with this with the finale, but anyway, we'll kind of go.
So, what did y'all think overall of the episode? Thoughts?
I was very happy until I read the internet and learned I wasn't supposed to.
Right?
The internet really just ruins everything, doesn't it?
Right. Well, I guess we should mention that everyone here except Ginger hasn't read the books.
Yeah,
so
we're all show watchers. Ginger has read the books, so that's why he's here, to give us perspective.
That's the only reason
he's here. Otherwise, we would not be here.
He made little quiches.
He did make little quiches. He did. And the most.
And the dress.
He served the dog.
Game of Thrones brunch.
Yes. So we'll see how it goes.
Right.
What did you think, Ginger?
It's been a long time since I read the book, but I don't remember it being any different than what happened.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It happened just like they did in the book, as far as I remember. Well, I didn't read the articles.
Oh.
Were people mad about it?
Well, I think there
were
some
just...
parts where, in the book, Brienne doesn't meet up with the Hound.
And I guess Jojen doesn't...
She thought was the Hound.
Jojen doesn't die in the books, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right, Jojen doesn't die in the books.
Yeah, so I think some people were upset about that, so...
I think they probably... I figure if he tells them who they can kill, because, George R. R. Martin must tell them, hey, I don't really have anything to do with this guy.
Yeah.
you can
right.
In the book, I'm going to kill him in the book, so
knock
him off
now.
Yeah. And we know the producers know how the whole book series is going to end, so because he is not going to get those other two books out by the time he's showing. So
well, hopefully he gets them out, period. He's an old man.
Yeah.
Right. He is an unhealthy old man.
Did you see the parody, the game of Funny or Die, the Gay of Thrones?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really, and he's actually
what's it
in
about?
It.
I'm guessing
well,
gay.
But it's
gay. But it's Game of Thrones.
That's it. Okay, yeah. But there's some clever.
You don't have to be that clever.
Have
you ever seen a gay movie?
That's true. But it's really, really funny, and he's actually in it. Like he kind of pops up at the end and. It's funny. It's definitely worth watching. So.
Hmm, okay. Well, let's start. I'm going off by Entertainment Weekly's recap here. They're Sunny.
Yeah.
Weekly appearance by Sunny.
Yanks all
here. So it starts in the north. This is the wall. You know, this is after the Wildlings battle and whatnot. John's on his way to find Mance Raider. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, he's going to find him and
by himself.
Try to kill him by himself.
With no sword.
No sword. No
weapon. Like
nothing. He's trying to make a truce with them, correct? Is that
right.
what he's trying to do?
Well,
he's trying to convince him he's making a truce.
Yes.
And then kill him.
And then kill him.
He knows if he kills him, it'll break all the wildlings up.
Yes.
He's the only one uniting all the wildlings together.
Right. I was hoping we'd see more giants in this episode.
Me too.
That was real. I like that last episode just for the mammoths.
That was a great.
I feel like they blew their entire special effects budget
yeah,
on that.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you see the skeletons
right,
this week, you know
yes,
didn't have much of a special effect budget left.
They weren't the best, but
no,
they were cool.
It was like marionettes, pretty much. There it is.
That is true, especially
yeah,
with the skeleton people we see later on
yeah,
in the episode.
Yeah, yeah, like, the skeletons, you know,
right,
they only have so much money. And,
we did finally get to see the
dragons. There were dragons in this episode, too, so yeah, you know, they had to...
Sad dragons.
Sad dragons.
Very sad.
Very
it's
sad,
ridiculous. That was probably, like, the hardest thing to watch in the whole series.
It
like,
really was.
You can, like, chop up people,
yeah,
I don't care, smash people's heads.
Yeah.
It should have been a Sarah McLachlan song.
That
it was that sad.
It was,
yes,
it was freaky when they were screeching, though.
Mm-hmm.
That sound they make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what how they make that sound. You know, like what it like. You know,
there
are times
some dragons
like
do, right?
With Star Wars and stuff. I know they like you know mix the dog with a something to make a Wookiee sound and stuff. So I don't know what do we make
that,
to make the dragon sound, but
I don't know.
So back to the
he goes and talks to Mance Rayder, and they have this whole moment where they're like, hey, sorry about killing your folks. Yeah, that's whole thing. Yeah.
I remember that part.
They're in that conversation, they're in the tent,
and then all of a sudden here comes the army.
Oh, yeah. Stannis
finally made it to the north. Yeah. Well, I guess they were taken by surprise. They're like, hey, what's going on? Are you guys, you know, attacking us? He's like, John's like, hey, it's not us. I promise.
Like, we don't have enough people.
It's like,
yeah,
it's not us. We don't have that many horses or people. So I don't know
right,
what the hell's going on.
I'm just glad that they're getting people back on the same island. Like, I'm not the best with the geography
yeah,
of the show.
Yeah, I know.
No matter what they do in the intro, I feel like I should watch with a companion map.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No kidding.
But I guess Stannis being there means, yeah, he's on the same plot of land, which
mm-hmm,
I don't think has that been the case the entire series? Or
no, he's so? Been...
No. Yeah, he's been on... He's in...
Is it Westeros or what is that?
Dragon something or...
Dragonstone?
Yeah, yeah, but it's attached to Westeros.
Is
it?
Well,
it might be an island, but it's still not like an island.
It's part of Westeros.
Yeah,
it's
part of
Westeros. It's an island off...
And
oh,
I think
okay,
like Madagascar?
Yes.
Kind of?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, like
that. In that, in
the nation, not the
movie.
Well, no, I just mean it's not like a complete. It's not a completely
so,
far away. Like,
so it's
yeah,
island, yes.
And I think they took boats. Or
they
in the
take,
book, they took boats.
I think they did take boats because
yeah,
there was a couple episodes back where they're talking about going somewhere and they didn't
yeah,
even say.
Like in the books, they made a bigger deal about it because the guy with the missing fingers.
Davos.
Yeah. Davos. Yeah.
Yes, Davos.
No,
Davos. I never. It's one of those.
He is like he's a lot bigger in the books, so
he's pretty big in the series, I think.
Yeah, but he's like one of the point of view characters in the books.
Oh, okay,
so,
I see.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm, Stannis came to the north. I forget now why they're in the north. What do they want?
The queen.
I know
the Red Queen told him to.
Yeah, because he's the rightful king of.
I don't like her.
No, you're not supposed to.
Yeah, well.
She's a good actress.
I think she, yeah, I like the one who plays Melisandre.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure something's gonna happen
she's
with that, isn't
creepy,
that? Yeah.
She's birthing ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Smoke babies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
No, she, no. No, no, no.
So, Stannis takes over the north of the wall, and he wants to take over the rest of the north, right? Is that what he wants to do?
No, he wants to, I can't remember what it was, but it's something like that. But he doesn't know. He doesn't want to take over. They don't have anything to do north of the wall. But he wants... I can't remember. She told him to go there, I think.
He just listens to her.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. He doesn't
right,
just listen
and
to
book,
her. She's
the
like the fire god.
Too,
yeah, they brought the girl with her.
Yeah.
Because Melisandre said, hey, we need her for whatever reason. So.
Yeah, but I think it's because she...
With the base stuff?
Yeah,
the girl with the grayscale. Yeah.
I think she... Is because she's
daughter,
the daughter of a king. So she's always wanting royal blood. The Red Queen is.
Oh.
So that's why they're going, that might be why they went up there, but they didn't say that in the show. But the Mance Rayner,
uh-huh, mm-hmm,
he has, the kid in the book, which I don't remember if he has a kid in the show, and they switch her, his kid and Gilly's kid. So, to, and then, what's his name, takes the Gilly, or takes the king's kid to whatever place they were
Spoiler
going.
Alert, I apologize.
Oh, spoiler alert. But I don't know, I don't think it's happening in the book, in the show, that's why I'm saying
it. Might.
So.
You never know.
You don't even know if he has a kid, so.
I don't think they've ever introduced a kid.
Mm-hmm. Like, like a baby, like, same age as Gilly's
all
baby.
The babies were fed to the walkers, white walkers.
Well, we know they weren't fed to
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
given
they were given
to them.
So
they can so make their
turn into
zombie system. Army, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's one part where the red woman, like the red, the lady, is like looking at Jon Snow.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's going to come into play at some point.
Yeah, she starts talking in his ear.
Hmm. Hmm.
I can't remember.
She, I mean, she has all kinds of ulterior motives.
Yes, she does.
She's crazy.
She is.
Is she crazy or is she calculating? Because
both, probably.
I don't think she's crazy at all. I think she's just really religious.
I thought she said a couple episodes ago that she doesn't even believe the stuff that she does. That it's...
Oh, yeah. Then
when
she's in the bath.
Yeah.
The thing is that she uses tricks to make people believe. To see, so they can see the real God or something. Like, she does believe, but she uses tricks to get people to believe. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember.
So kind of like a traveling salvation show.
A little bit, yeah. Hook them in, and then you sell the bull crap to them. So I don't know.
And she was clothed through the entire episode. So
that's a first. Well, you know.
Well, now that I think about it, were there any boobs in this episode?
No, there was none. There were no butts.
What about the beginning?
Yeah, that's true.
When was it Khaleesi? When, Khaleesi, but White. Grey Worm or whatever, and his lady.
That was last episode.
There was no in at the beginning of the show.
Right.
So
there was no nudity or sex or
whatever.
Oh,
watch.
You always look for that at the beginning.
It's HBO.
That means it's going to be a good episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. There was sex.
Hmm.
We also see the scene, it's not this particular scene, but at one point John has to burn Ygritte's body, and he's really sad.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
The cats. Again.
I was surprised to see her die, because I didn't think they really did all that much with her, which I think is kind of, I guess, a theme of Game of Thrones, is...
Right.
I feel traditional storytelling, you develop the characters up to a point and then kill them. And they just seem to, they're just like, screw it. Let's just kill people. Or they just, you know, throw a bunch of characters at a wall, and the ones that don't stick are the ones that die.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Because I thought we'd have more from her.
She definitely died in the books, too.
She did?
Yeah. It's kind of similar fashion.
Same, similar fashion.
I don't remember if she made it even to the wall, though, to attack them.
So she didn't die in this particular battle in the book?
I don't remember.
No?
No. I don't think so, though. I think she may have died before that, but... It was the last episode, but the battle was different, too, because they were, like, having to, like, save the stairs that they had going up the wall. They were, like, battling on the stairs because the wildlings caught them on fire, and because they knew that was the only way they were going to be able to get up to the top of the wall, because I think that big elevator that they have got... broken or whatever. I don't know.
I don't understand the science behind that elevator.
The little kid walks it around in a circle.
Yeah.
I think it must be a counterweight.
That's a heck of a counterweight.
Yeah.
No, I guess they don't. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
How
thick ice wall.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that.
Yeah. You're worrying about little things. How does this pulley system work? The elevator on the 700-foot tall ice wall.
Write the producers. See if we can do like a companion series, like this old house for.
I would watch that.
You would.
Okay, I'm reading this. I'm trying to read this recap here. I'm really not prepared for this.
Clearly, focus on that. All right, I'm done with the North. Let's move on.
We're done. I think we are done.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
I mean, it just ended with Melisandre staring.
Yeah,
at
that's
us,
right.
So.
They ended with Stannis kind of taking over.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, how
to
far in the North are they away from the other people in the North? The kids.
The kids.
The children,
I think the kids are way,
the kids are
much
way
further north.
Yeah.
Like, like Stannis and them are like just really north of the wall, but I think
it's hard to tell the kids weathering nothing there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But they're like weeks travel up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like super far north, I think.
Do they pass the wall? Do I not remember that?
Yeah, they went through the wall.
Yeah, they went under it, I think. They found like a secret cave, didn't they?
Yeah, didn't they, or something?
They never actually said, or maybe I just was on my iPad not paying attention.
I don't really.
They were just like, we sure are glad to be on the other side of the
Man, that was a journey.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that part either.
I don't remember either. There was.
Must have been early.
Was
it
last
season?
I think it was last
yeah.
season.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's
yeah.
been
a whole season.
They went
there,
but
yeah,
we just saw him. He, Bran just saw Jon Snow.
Jon Snow was north of the wall.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, they went to the.
Oh, he hid from him at that
at the
bad house.
Yeah, the bad house. Pastor's Keep, right? That was fun.
Oh yeah.
I'm glad you have the names. Always
yeah.
Well, I have to read to remember them.
Yeah, but
trust
yeah.
me, I'm going to screw them up eventually.
You should read the book.
I know. I
books.
Want to.
Yeah.
I want to.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get to. Because
actually, the books have all the family, the families in them too.
Mm-hmm.
Like who's connected to who.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And including those. Yeah.
Oh, good. Because that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go to King's Landing next. This is mountain. We think the mountain's pretty hurt. He's, like, dying, right?
He has venom in him.
Yeah, venom. That's right. We find out that the Red Viper's weapon was doused
poison.
In poison.
His
which is cool.
Yeah.
Too bad. Oberyn,
he so he knew that he was going to get him, whether or not the
Oberyn, so close.
He went on, yeah, got him.
So the Meister's trying to bring him back or something.
Yeah,
he's like he won't be the same.
Yeah, that's
so
the
he's
going to
be nice.
I
now?
Guess they didn't get not the one Meister, the old man, but they got this other guy who's like I don't know who does like crazy science. I guess.
Yeah,
he's
so
like
Cersei's like, hey, pick them up.
He's like a Nazi scientist, I think. Where he
does he does like weird experiments,
yeah, like the
yeah.
stuff that everyone else is kind of illegal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
he's gonna, like, it'll change him, but it won't make him weaker. And
yeah,
so
he's
going to
be
I'm intrigued.
Like, I'm intrigued,
yeah.
too. So is he going to be, like, super mountain zombie? Is that what he's going to be?
They
like,
cut his head off and sent it to Dorne in the book, so he died.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Really. But no, you guys are talking about they're talking about bringing him back.
I like to
hear
that.
He still has his head. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, but obviously if
they're
bringing him back...
He's not dying.
He's not going to die right now, obviously.
They wouldn't, they wouldn't have done that. Maybe that he will die, but he's dying, so I'm not exactly giving it to him.
It's interesting. Huh. So yeah, Cersei's like making this guy bring him back to life or save him.
That surprises me, because I don't know why Cersei would be all that concerned. She seems very much like she got the ending she wanted, so why does she care so much?
I would assume she's going to be like her lackey now, like,
yeah.
I need you to kill somebody, do this for me.
I guess that's true.
You know, I'm guessing that's what it's going to be.
Because he's heartless,
like,
so he'll do it.
Yeah,
he'll kill
exactly.
Rape and children and everything.
I think
I think he's already heartless.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for her.
Yeah, so I think that's probably why she wants him fixed up, so... Because, you know, she's a bitch like that.
Right.
So
he's missing a lot of stuff. Missing the arm.
Is he missing an arm?
Yeah, because remember they stuck that thing in the side of him.
I didn't remember
or
that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Ooh. Same guy?
Yeah.
The mountain?
He has his arms.
Mm-hmm.
He has some wounds up here, I think, but... I don't know.
He's missing
he had, like, that weird medical equipment, too. It was, like...
Right.
It's very steampunk surgery.
It's very, yes. Right. It's a good term for it. I don't know. I don't know what those
like
tubes are made out of, but...
Innards, I assume.
Yeah, that's what it looked like, right?
Right?
Or bone. I don't know. It was weird. So, I'm really glad we live in a time and age where we have modern medicine.
It's fantasy, Kitty. Right.
Yes, but it's based on real things. I'm sure that sort of thing
it's
actually happened.
Fiction,
exactly. Yeah.
Our ancestors lived in Westeros.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
So then we move on to Cersei deciding to tell her father.
Yeah, this is when she goes to Tywin and says, hey, I'm not going to marry Loras. I'm tired of this. You're not going to make me marry this guy again.
Talk about a gallon gay.
Truth.
All right, who's Loras? I get confused.
Loras is...
He's the Knight of Flowers.
Yes, the Knight of Flowers.
He's very pretty.
He's very pretty. He's the one who was sleeping with...
Oh, right.
Other
Baratheon.
Other Baratheon.
Yeah.
Rinny. Rinny.
Rinny.
Rinny, who was killed by the Shadow Demon.
Rinley.
Whatever.
Rinley.
Rinley.
Yeah.
whatever.
Okay, so Renly's
and
boyfriend.
He, yes, and he is the brother of Marjorie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Marjorie's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Who married Joffrey, who's going to marry Tommen. Is that his name? Yes,
yeah.
Tommen. Yeah.
That is like a whole sentence full of drama. Right
there. I know. Drama is the name
right.
of the game.
And the last time we saw him was during the Purple Wedding, because he had that scene with somebody. And then somebody
Loras?
Made a, yeah, somebody made a yeah. comment about Cersei marrying him. And she,
with the brother. Cersei's brother. I can't think of his name right now.
Jaime.
Yeah.
Lover-brother.
Yeah.
Lover-brother.
Oh, yeah.
Brother-lover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they were going to... Title wants her to, yeah, that's part of the deal is that she has to marry Loras and she didn't want to do it. So she tells Tywin, like, hey, if you make me marry him, I'm going to tell everybody that Jaime and I have been sleeping together. The
right.
kids are actually his.
Truth,
yeah,
right.
that sort of thing.
Whatever one thinks, I'm going to tell them.
Yeah. So.
And I don't think he even believed her then.
No, I don't. I think he's in denial.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't want to believe it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the whole episode, or not the whole episode, but like, there's a lot of Lannister upheaval.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like the whole Lannister clan kind of fell apart.
Yeah, that's yeah. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's true.
It'll be interesting to see how they put the pieces back together. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
Jaime's not really on their side anymore.
No, Cersei.
Yeah,
Cersei's trying to manipulate everybody some more to get her way, and
but that's kind of falling apart.
Yeah,
yeah, but Cersei seems to be the only one that's really like following the. Game plan anymore of like let's be evil.
Yeah, Tywin kind of is too, but
not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah,
okay, we'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that. But at this point, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then Cersei goes and sees Jaime and seduces him. So gross. She gets him wrapped around her little finger again. I wish she wouldn't fall for it. It's like, Jaime, how many times does she have to be a straight-up bitch to you before you realize that she's a monster?
But why do you think... I don't think he fell for it, though. He might have got him some, but...
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he
still let... Well...
Yeah, he did let... Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know. I wonder. Maybe he was playing her, too. I don't know.
Questions.
Yeah, questions. Questions.
And the motivations.
Yes, book reader, tell us.
All right.
You're worthless.
4 or 3 years since I read it.
I don't know. I'm just yeah. I like Jaime, and I'm
mm-hmm.
really I like what they've done with this character. I just hope they don't make him.
He stays good. Really glossing over the fact that he raped his sister.
Yeah.
Like,
and now they're next to his dead son.
Yeah.
And that was one of those things they talked about. That didn't happen in the book. There
yeah,
was,
a lot of people were really upset
they
about
tweaked the scene
the
and
show,
it turned into rape, whereas
yeah.
rather
the
than aggressive sex, which
it,
is
yeah.
about how it happened in the book.
Yeah. We've
so.
Talked about this on our podcast before, but I don't know. I didn't. Watching the show, I didn't really take it as rape so much. It felt like it at first, but then it felt consensual. But hearing how the book was compared to how the show was,
right.
I see
yeah.
the
yeah.
difference completely.
It's a dangerous so. Statement to make.
Well, that's the thing. I know.
Especially in other scenes where you've seen, like, the wildlings or whatever, rape and pillage.
Yeah.
Like,
not just
know,
the wildlings, all of them.
All of them.
I don't
right.
know.
I just
Westeros is very rapey.
It's
mm-hmm.
very rapey.
Right.
I don't know.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. It just, yeah, it just didn't...
Compared to those other scenes where the...
It didn't bother me
right.
as much as some other scenes have.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe that's just because I didn't know that was coming, and that's just
right.
the way I took
and
it.
And
see,
her.
Yeah,
and
it,
right.
yeah, that's
and,
true.
Yeah.
So, it just didn't bother me, but I understand the... why people were upset.
Mm-hmm.
I do. So,
mm-hmm.
I just, yeah, it was just weird. I think just not knowing that scene was coming...
Right.
Just seeing it for the first time, it didn't bother me that much. So.
I think what bothered me the most was her dead son. Was
yeah.
their dead son was right
yeah.
there. Whether it was consensual or not, that's weird.
Yeah, it was. It's weird. I don't know. But I know a lot of people were upset about it. So.
Well, there doesn't seem to have been a lot of fallout from it. You know, she seems like...
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
Well, right. And then there was
yeah.
another scene where she never addresses it. She doesn't seem different. She just keeps being a bitch and
yeah.
manipulating.
So,
it's not like...
Well, that's how our society is, people.
That's
I
mean, true.
That's,
yeah.
You know, she can't go to the police and say I was raped by my brother.
Yeah.
So.
But she can hire someone to kill him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's a point. You know.
She could poison him. She could...
She doesn't hate him, though.
Right.
Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Right. Law and Order, SVU, Westeros.
Right.
Oh, that would be amazing.
All right, so let's go to Meereen.
Meereen. Is it Meereen? I never remember. I don't know. Wherever Khaleesi is.
Yeah. So we don't get much. Oh yeah, we find out that her dragon. I think it was the other. It was Drogon.
Drogon, the one that's
the big one, right?
The big one. He killed a kid.
He did.
He is a dragon.
She laughs.
I mean,
I know.
Is he like the problem dragon?
He's like the problem
dragon.
He's the trouble child.
Right.
Yep. And I guess she's just letting them roam free. Like,
I get. They don't really explain.
That's the hands off parenting that's causing it.
Not controlling your kids.
Yeah.
Well, they do
Daenerys.
Say that they're going to be wild no matter what. What that one guy said.
Yeah.
Several times. They're going to be. You're never.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
dragons. You can't really control them forever. But yeah, it's just.
I bet we see her flying on one of those. I can't decide who's going to be on the other one. I feel like one of those Stark people is going to be on the other one.
It's going to be Cersei.
You mean at the end?
End.
Yeah.
You think so? Not Cersei, Daenerys. I think she's going to be on one of those dragons.
Daenerys and a Stark, you say?
Yeah,
probably Bran.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could see
that.
That's not a bad idea. Because he's going to fly, remember?
Right,
that's
you're never
going to
walk again, but you're going to fly. And I thought that too. I'm like, I bet he's going to control one of those.
And that seems like the never-ending story.
It's a little bit.
A big fluffy dog.
What is that creature's name?
Falcor.
Falcor, yeah, that's
right. Our dog's middle name is Falcor.
Oh, really?
Your dog has a middle name?
Your dog has lots of names. Miss Daisy Falcor, I'm in Hodges.
Yeah, that's the full name.
It's a really big dog tag.
She has one side.
But it was a sad scene where she had to lock
it was
him.
Sad.
But she can't find him.
What was it?
So they're getting punished.
Right.
I'm going to be completely honest. I'm excited to see what happens with her next season because I kind of find her whole storyline really boring right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, in the books, right? She doesn't do much, right? Like,
yeah, she gets kind of mired down in all of the... I don't want to give it away.
Why stop now?
but basically, she basically kind of stalls out when she wears it.
She stays in Meereen for a really long time,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Has she even gotten to Westeros in the books?
No.
That's crazy.
Right.
Enough.
Is there, like, one book where she's barely even in it?
Yeah, it's like the weird fifth or fourth book.
I think that's
going to
change.
Well, aren't there those two books... Like the same time frame, but just completely different characters.
Yes. So it's like there's a lot of new characters, actually.
So it's good.
Well, right.
We need more characters in this series. Yeah, absolutely.
Brienne's in it. She's one of the main characters.
That's why I feel that we're going to be not season 5, but season 6. They'll already be caught up in. Because they're ending it season 7. They've already said. So if he has two books left that are out there, I think we're going to see those two books in season 6 and season 7. So, because season 5 is going to... You're not going to see an HBO season without Daenerys, Jon Snow...
That's true.
And...
They can't not
the
have
big characters.
Yeah. And they... Was it book 3 or 4?
Was it
five?
Season 4?
Season 4. I can't remember. Trying to remember if it was season book 3 and book 4 that were together. It might have been.
I think it's
2 that were
4.
And then... Have they come out 5?
Yep.
And then 5 separate. Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, they were... So I think that a lot of stuff that happened in book 4, they've probably already done in season 3, or
right.
season 4.
A lot of the articles...
Yeah, they were like,
what are they going to do now? Like, there's no way, even if his book comes out next year, there's no way it's going to...
Yeah, because book 4, the kid, Bran, wasn't in it at all.
Right.
And Jon Snow maybe wasn't in it either.
Right.
One of them, I don't know.
Hmm. Anyway.
We just need to send him care packages. healthy snacks.
I mean, there is. Right. Well, and it seems like he's doing all these other things. The Game of Thrones, then, you know, like, he does all this other shit. And I'm like,
I know.
Why aren't you working
why
on your
book? Why
aren't
you writing your book,
right.
George?
Yeah. I don't want to see you on TV.
He gets mad about this when he sees him on TV. You do.
I know. I'm like, why aren't you writing that book? But actually, I should be okay with it because, again, the Game of Thrones producers, they know exactly how it's all going to end, so...
Yeah, and the thing is, they can do what they want now with the series.
And it's going to be awesome when the book readers get to see something new. Like, oh, you're going to love this next part.
You already, when they chopped...
That's true, that's true.
When they chopped Ned Stark's off, he went and looked up the whole synopsis for everything. Because he was like, they chopped the main character's head off.
Well, then they chopped the horse head off, and that really pissed me off.
That was the first episode. Like, the second episode.
Was it? I remember.
It was the mountain.
Yeah.
He chopped that horse's head right off.
Yeah.
It was messed up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because he lost the joust.
Yeah.
Went to, not, was it Loras?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
Loras,
right? Loras. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember. Okay.
He's a huge guy.
Yeah, yeah. And they got a
that
new
was
mountain.
A different mountain.
It's like a new mountain every
yeah.
season. Right? Oh, really?
That was
yeah.
a different mountain, yeah.
I'm okay with this one sticking around.
He's like the strongest guy in Iceland or something.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah,
yeah
in real life.
Really?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. It's
yeah.
crazy.
I wonder how tall he is. Yeah, pictures of him next to Cersei, and it's
oh, right.
you feel like a whole other person in between.
That'd be pretty huge. Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, this scene we got off topic. This scene we always do. There was that first time the guy came up to her and he's like, "Hey, I'd like to go start working for my master again because I had a pretty sweet gig with that guy.
Yeah.
Now I'm like homeless
oh,
and
Daenerys.
I can't. Yeah, the nearest.
Right.
Yeah. So he was a teacher, remember, with one of the masters, and
mm-hmm. yeah.
he was pretty good. So he's like, I would like. Permission
and
to go work with them again.
That's your first view into her getting mired.
Yeah.
Not in the politics of the slavers. Because they've already said that the other slave places that she liberated
yeah,
have already been
thing.
Taken back from
yeah.
right.
by
like,
the slavers.
Yeah,
even
that's
she killed
like,
a lot of them.
Daenerys,
I just don't care about this at all.
That's
like,
how it is in the book.
Universe.
So you're like, oh, just get over the... Fly the damn thing over the
King's Landing.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. See, it's what you want to do anyway,
I
so
know.
Just go do it. Right? Farting around.
But it just, yeah, it shows, you know, she's trying to do the right thing, but not everything she does is the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's consequences to, even though you freed all these people, like, now they have nowhere to go, nothing to do, you know, so.
Something that's interesting is that when they tell her name, she's got all of these different...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like that's... And they kind of drone on with it. And I think that's kind of them saying she's got all these things that she's trying to hold on to. So I never thought that.
Yeah.
You know,
Khaleesi, you know, Breaker of Chains, you know,
Mother of Dragons,
Mother of Dragons.
She put chains on her dragons.
Oh, that's true.
Anyway, sorry, you're
that's good.
It's your thing.
I was just going to say, I mean, like when the series first started, I really was most interested in her plot.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
her bitchy little brother that got
oh god,
retribution.
Yeah,
he had a bit of a thing for her husband.
Oh yeah,
Khal
Drogo.
Yeah.
He's now Aquaman.
He's in
I heard that.
Yeah,
I
really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm really bad with character names on these shows, so I've just always referred to him as Sex Warrior.
Sex Warrior.
Yeah.
Name, yes.
Like, they got rid of him. They got rid of the whole. I feel like you don't even see that like race of people anymore.
Yeah,
no, you
those
don't.
Are her people. So
yeah,
they're with them somewhere.
Like,
yeah, but
they're,
all we ever
yeah.
see are the Unsullied. Is
yeah,
it her
the Unsullied.
And, yeah, it's
yeah.
like, well, what happened to the really sexy people with tattoos?
Yeah.
Let's get back.
They're
to
in there somewhere.
Yeah,
she's got a whole gang of them.
If you're gonna make us
yeah.
spend time on this whole other continent,
right?
Worried yeah. about politics, at least throw one of those guys in there every once in a while.
I thought all of them left after he died.
A lot of them
most
did.
Most of the warriors did, but a lot of the like. Civilians,
yeah,
you know,
they
the
stuck around with
they
her, yeah,
went
yeah.
with her because she kind of saved them, but,
yeah.
But
so I think that's why we don't see the warriors,
anymore, yeah, because
yeah.
they're like, I don't know what they compare them to, like nomads or like Genghis Khan, that's what I was saying,
yeah,
nomads, like the,
mm-hmm.
whatever that Mongolians,
yeah,
and that's kind of
okay.
I think of them, and they just go off, they have no real like set rules,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah, I don't know, anyway. And that's when we find the dragon, the guy with his little, oh, his burned child in the sack. Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
And she's like, ah, oh, shit. Sorry. My bad.
And moved on from goats.
Yeah, exactly. They're not just killing goats anymore.
Poor goats.
Kids.
She spends a lot of time apologizing.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry, I meant well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Whoops. Ruined your life. Yeah. Sorry, my dragons.
Taking too many things on. Yeah.
Well, that's the
she's got to practice before she gets to.
I think she asked too, like, "Hey, when's the last time you saw the big dragon? Drogo, is that his name?
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, "Ah, oh, we've seen him a few weeks ago." But
what
yeah.
a terrible name! I just got it's like you have all these characters with like really elaborate names, and it's Drogo the dragon, right?
Drogon.
Like,
Drogon.
Drogon.
Drogon. Well, yeah, that's true.
You just split the I and the O.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Drogon.
Well,
she Drogon.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like
Drogon.
This should be selling you breakfast cereal.
Drogon. Drogon the dragon.
She named him after
She named
him
after her.
Oh, she
Drogon.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just bad luck that he's lost. Dragon.
Drogon that's when
the dragon.
She...
I do love alliteration.
I do, too.
Yeah.
That's when she has to go chain up the other two, and it's really sad.
Like, what we do?
She's like, get in this cave. I know. And they seem so trusting, and then she has... Somehow she manages to pick up these giant chains.
I know.
I thought that, too. I'm like...
There are a lot of people
like,
that really
is
yeah.
magnetically, because she's just like...
yeah.
Like, they just
easy.
Touch. And
that was one of those places you could see the CGI.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
Really badly
yeah.
when she put it around
like
that.
Obviously, like, she's just putting the chain together.
Well, my thoughts are, it's like, those dragons are probably pretty pissed. Understandably so.
Yeah.
And they breathe fire. So how are you going to ever feed them or let them out of those chains?
I don't know.
Like, you may as well just kill them.
I think
because...
they can drop it in there. I can't remember. They can drop the food, I think.
Yeah.
Drop,
there
like,
was
animals.
Some dead sheep in there.
Yeah,
that's how they got them in there
eating.
In the first place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that explains that. But how...
Yeah.
You're never going to get them out of the chains because they're going to be too mad. They're going to set you on fire if you get close.
Yep.
They're because they're betrayed.
Just not her.
They're like,
yeah,
they're
why?
Yeah.
Good to her. So...
They won't, though, but Drogon, Dragon, whatever. You know?
He wouldn't do it to her, either.
He wouldn't? Well, he's the one who snapped at her that one time, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did snap, but...
Yeah.
He's still... She's still their mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was really sad, though, when she's, like, chaining them up and she's crying. And they were
yeah.
whining. It was really sad. That's how I would feel if I had to, like, chain up my cat, you know? I'd feel really bad.
You only had that cat 2 weeks.
I would still feel really bad.
You stole that cat 2 weeks.
I didn't steal that
so.
Cat.
Well, kidnapped.
She,
I, mean,
I liberated her.
You liberated,
I liberated her.
Break
her like,
chains.
I didn't break her chains. Mother of kittens.
That sounds weird. Anyway, so that's... so
that's all Daenerys,
with
yeah.
her locking the dragons up, that was the last we saw in this episode. So that was the end.
Yeah.
For that.
I wonder, yeah.
And then we... Good. We get right back up to the north. With,
way, way north
with
of the
Bran.
Wall with Bran and Jojen and Jojen's sister.
Mm-hmm.
What is her name?
And
Mira? No.
It's something like Mira.
Mira?
Mira, yeah.
Mira. I'm trying to read this.
And then, of course, oh, well, Hodor's there.
Hodor!
Mm-hmm. And then we're getting close. They find the tree... Life.
Yeah, they finally see the tree, right? Like, they're like... trekking through the snow and whatever, what the girl I think is like, oh, we're never going to make it. We're never going to make it. And they're like, oh, hey, there's a tree. Good. Thank God.
Yeah. And there's a
finally.
Light. The light
yeah.
comes through and
the tree.
Right.
They're like, whew, finally.
Right.
We've only been doing this for like 2 seasons. So.
Well, then, of course, they're getting close and then they're starting to get attacked and that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of crazy.
At first I'm like, are they protecting the tree? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to get into it.
Evil skeletons with
mm-hmm.
knives
mm-hmm.
who are
but then you had the fairy girl that just...
This whole... See, this was crazy.
Right.
Like, this whole
now,
thing,
this was, like, True Blood.
This is,
like
super fantasy.
Yeah, she's just
yeah.
throwing her fireball.
Right? Yeah.
It's like, why were you not
were these skeletons in the book?
I don't remember. I think so. Because there's lots of them around.
So, are
now,
these related
I
to...
I thought it was, like, animals.
Are these, like, the White Walkers, kind of?
So.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
kind of the same thing?
Like enemies, I guess. I
okay.
don't remember.
Okay.
I was not very interested in this.
Obviously,
part of
they're
it.
Bad.
It's very video game esque.
It's very video
yeah.
Yeah, you're a little bit, right?
It's
yeah.
Like first, to beat this boss. Before we get,
yeah. we get to the tree, you have to battle
yeah.
these
mm-hmm.
animated skeletons.
Right. It was, yeah, I don't know. Those kids are like actually older than the first men who first moved
yeah,
to
yeah, that's what
Westeros.
She said.
They were there. They
that's
were the
what
very
the
first
girl
people.
Said.
Like,
yeah, the first one.
Yeah, like fairies or something. I don't
they're
know. They don't die.
But they somehow get, well, Jojen gets stabbed repeatedly by that one.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That
did surprise
up.
Me. Again, I
that surprised
he
me, too. I didn't
around.
Think he was going to die, you know.
That was messed up.
Yeah.
So just like.
Yeah, just Dad, man.
Well, then I didn't know if the children would save him or, you know, like, do some kind of fairy magic.
Oh, no, they're just like,
see ya.
Sorry.
Let you should leave.
Boom.
Yeah. Right. Didn't what? She shoot a fire at him?
Yeah, she did. I think she did.
She was laying there dying.
Yeah, so
yeah,
she
yeah,
blew
yeah,
him
she
up
blew
with
up.
Their little...
So she mercy killed him?
I think so. So he wouldn't come back to life, I suppose, right?
Yeah. Well...
Well, his sister slit his throat, right?
Yeah, the sister slit the throat, so he was
yeah,
and then she blew him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
it was overkill, but it makes more sense, because
yeah.
then he would have come back. And,
yeah.
Yeah,
so he wouldn't come back.
Five.
Yeah,
zombified.
Yeah. So they get in the tree, and there's the children, and we find out the other children's older than whatever, the first men, so.
Wasn't there some goth chick that was with them for a while, too? Or did they just...
Yeah, there was Osha? Osha.
She took off with the
with
Brandon.
The Brain, not Brandon.
Not Brandon.
No, the little,
right.
the other brother.
Watch
yeah.
So she'll be back.
Brandon's, I
yeah.
think so. I hope so. I liked her a lot. But,
yeah.
You know, she was a wildling, right?
Ish. Yeah.
Ish,
yeah.
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 Where did they go?
They went a different direction, but
they,
don't know.
They didn't really specify, did they? They
no,
they're on the same island as
yeah.
that other, like the blacksmith's kid. Like there's just like a waiting room.
Gendry and her.
They need to bring the blacksmith kid.
Yes, they
yes,
do.
They
mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of stuff online about him. Like it's really funny because people are just like, "Where is Gendry? Where did he go?" And he's just wandering
right.
in a boat somewhere.
Yeah.
Like it's just really funny. But yeah, they need to bring it back because he's super hot.
What happens to him?
They definitely are killing off all of the attractive men on the show,
I
and
know.
That's not fair.
That's not fair. I agree.
Right.
I know.
Not
yeah.
Jamie.
That's
die.
True. Oh, good. I hope they don't kill Jamie.
Yeah.
Jon Snow's still around. And he'll be around for a while, right?
For now.
For
I'm just
now.
Kidding.
Okay. Nice. Anyway, Bran and Hodor and what's her face go into the tree. And there's a guy in the tree. And this is a three-eyed raven, yes?
Yeah.
That's what I gathered?
Yeah. yeah.
But he's, like, in the tree. Like, just
he's,
hanging
like,
out.
Of the tree.
He's of the tree, yes.
Yeah.
He's part
yeah.
tree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he is. He's been there for a long time.
And all the trees are connected, right?
I think so.
All the weirwoods?
I think all, if not all the weirwoods. Yeah, all the weirwoods, because they talk about how they're getting cut down. And it's because the Red Queen cuts them down.
Mm. Oh, because are they, like,
ish.
Good magic?
And it's
is
Red Queen
bad magic?
Smoke Baby, right?
Yeah, Red
yeah.
Queen Smoke Baby.
Okay. Yes. yes.
But yeah, I think they're all connected. That's why at one point they said we can see everything. We see everything that's happened over time or whatever. Because all those red trees have faces in them.
Mm-hmm.
And the children carve those faces in them.
Oh.
There's so many layers of history in this these books.
Is that
it's
how
kind of confusing.
The trees then get connected? Like, can they just plant another
it's
one?
It's magic.
It's magic.
Torn down, it's like the rainforest.
It's magic. I don't really know.
Hmm.
I understand they're all connected. It's magic.
So I mean, in the books, do they go into more of what the hell is going on with Bran? Like, what he is? Like, what's happening? Like,
no.
Who the three-eyed raven is? What
well,
is
he's
the
three-eyed raven.
I know. Well, wait, Bran is?
I think Bran is, isn't he? No, you may be right. It might be that old guy.
It's the
old
I don't know.
Tree guy.
Tree guy.
It's just like, they didn't really answer a lot of questions here. They
it's
just
confusing.
Said they actually brought up more questions. Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Why?
And I think that's the last we see of them. I don't remember seeing him again after this part in the books. He like
mm-hmm.
did, he went there and then it was over.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
right.
That story's done. He made it to the tree, that's all we needed to know.
Right. My parents remember.
Right, I mean, maybe that's where we're going to last see him.
Yeah.
But he says, Bran, you're going to fly.
Yeah,
like,
you're never going to walk again.
Exactly.
But you're
going to fly.
Rickon. I still think he's going to take
that's
over.
He's going to
Rickon.
Come out of
yeah. 20 minutes later, Rickon.
Anyway,
so that was it for
that's enough
for
with
Bran.
Yeah, Bran. I mean, I'm glad they finally got to where they're going because it's been forever, but still didn't really answer a lot of what the hell's happening with Bran.
Mm-hmm.
And poor Hodor, he warded into Hodor again and made him fight all those skeletons.
He doesn't like that.
Hodor doesn't like that.
Mm-mm.
But it's nice to see Hodor do something other than
Hodor.
You know.
Hodor. Well, that's not
yeah.
even his name. That's just the thing. There's that article about how that's the only word he could say, so everyone just decided to start calling him that.
Yeah.
He has, like, some other name.
Yeah, they talked to some lady in the books about how, why he's like that or something.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember. But he's, like, part giant. That's what it is. He's part giant.
Oh.
Yeah. In his genes. I don't know how the first giant person ever got together, but whatever.
Like a chihuahua.
Yeah. Make it work.
It has has to be a lady giant.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah, there's no way that would work.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh. Visual. All right.
All right. Yeah.
It could be the mountain.
It could be the, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't
the
know.
The mountain and a giant.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, related
sure.
to him. Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
He does have some, like, good lineage or something. Hodor does. He comes from something.
I wonder if they're ever
going to. There's
explain...
so many stories in the book.
I wonder if they're ever going to touch on that in the
no,
in the series.
I wish they would do like how The Walking Dead does those webisodes where
yeah.
they just
yeah.
It'd be like the stuff that they're never going to touch if they
no,
just did little 20-minute
yeah.
things that were just
right. explain it.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, yeah, I would
like
get
to on that.
Come on,
please.
HBO. Come on.
With George R. R. Martin.
Yeah.
Don't worry about those last two books.
Yeah, just you know, whatever.
An encyclopedia.
What are you doing, George? Anyway, okay, let's move on.
Brienne and
to Riverlands, where Arya and the Hound and Brienne and Pod are.
Mm-hmm.
Which I loved this scene so much. This was probably my favorite scene of the show, I think. Just I love Brienne. I love her. She's the best. So Brienne comes across Arya, Brienne and Pod. Well, actually, first, they wake up and the horses are gone because Pod the terrible squire.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
We never found out what happened to the horses, did we?
No, we just didn't die, right? Because they ran off. Anyway,
okay.
they come across Arya, who's practicing. And
With Needle,
yeah. And the Hound is taking a dump, apparently.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I think, and then remember, that's when Arya's, like, asking her questions, like, are you a knight? And how did
oh,
you learn
yeah.
to fight? And it was just a good scene. It was
yeah.
a good scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was fun.
Because they should kind of be a team. Like,
I agree.
I was hoping that they would.
I know.
Those are probably my two favorite characters.
I agree, yeah. Brienne and Arya together
mm-hmm.
would be amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And again, this doesn't happen in the books.
They do not meet in the books, right? Yeah, they don't. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they do.
No, she meets up with someone she thought was a hound and thought was.
Oh, Arya.
Arya, yeah. And that leads to problems later on.
Mm-hmm.
But here they actually meet up. And I like this scene. I thought. And there have been
mm-hmm.
a few things I've read that I'm like, I think they did it better on the show. Like, with Ygritte's death.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little boy who
yeah.
ended up killing her because she killed his parents. Like,
mm-hmm.
and instead of just a regular, because in the books it's just like some regular knight watchman that
mm-hmm.
that shot and killed Ygritte. Like, there's more of a story
mm-hmm.
there. They built him up. So,
her connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it does make it better, I think. Yeah.
And here,
right.
it was, again,
this,
that scene with
yeah.
Arya, and you can see that there could be a connection.
Yes.
If they were, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If it had a different outcome.
Yeah. And that's when, like, Pod comes up, or when the Hound comes up, and that's when Pod's like, hey, that's the Hound. That's
mm-hmm.
what's his face. And that's when she puts together, like, oh, you're Arya Stark, aren't you? And, you know, that sort of thing. And she's like, I come to save you.
Right. Well, I just saved my mother.
Yeah. That whole thing. She's like, I swore allegiance to your mom. I'm here to save you. But then the Hound's like, oh, well, you're wearing Lannister gold, so
mm-hmm.
who sent you? And that sort of thing. So it was interesting. And that's when the Hound and Brienne start to fight, which is awesome.
I was like, oh, shit.
I like it.
I was really nervous they were going to kill her.
I was really nervous. I was real nervous.
She's got a lot going on in future books.
Because I would have been real upset if they killed Brienne.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's my favorite.
She's going to be a Star Wars.
Wars. I know.
She's
going to be Star Wars. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
But what a fight.
It was a really great fight.
Oh, I liked it that it wasn't as choreographed as some of the others. It was just like
right.
bloody and violent
yeah.
and tribal
yeah.
and just
yeah.
Like,
she went all Mike Tyson on.
Yeah, bit his ear off, hitting
yeah.
him with rocks. Yeah, it was really
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what I appreciated.
But
it wasn't so like the Viper in the Mountain. It was
mm-hmm.
way choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't actually say the Hound is dead. I mean, he's got to be dead, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I mean,
she stabbed him.
No, she didn't.
No, she left.
She took his gold
coin
and walked away.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, Brienne and him fight, and then Brienne pushes him down the mountainside and tumbles down.
Yeah, I knew that, but I thought she stabbed him.
Yeah.
No.
She might have, I don't know, what
no,
was that? No, not during that.
No, she left him.
Yeah.
Well, I know he, yeah, but.
But that was a great scene, too. Like,
well,
what the hell is she going to do? And
yeah.
she.
Arya.
She thought it through enough.
Brienne tries to find her, and they're like, okay, but then that's when Arya
right.
finds the Hound.
I feel like Brienne searched as well
yeah.
as she should.
Yeah. This is her entire goal
mission.
In life.
Right.
check. Oh,
there's like two paths.
Right.
I'm not going to go back up and check.
I was just hiding.
She's gone.
Yeah. Well, I tried.
Well, I guess
we'll move on.
For those horses.
I did like how Arya didn't kill the hound, even though he begged her to.
Did you think she was going to?
I thought she would, but I think it's better that she didn't because,
right?
I mean, she was on, I mean, he was on her, you know,
her
kill
list,
yeah. And I think killing him would have been an easy way out. So I think
right.
She left him to, you know, even though they have a little bit of a, you know, camaraderie, I guess, now,
mm-hmm.
but still, she.
Well,
still
there, and there's that whole scene where he killed that one farmer and talked about how.
Yeah.
You know, it's the right thing to do, and I think
uh-huh.
that's why she.
Yeah.
I think that's why that scene was in there.
Yeah.
Because when she had the opportunity, and she was like you said,
yeah.
you're not getting out that easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it was really, and that's just one more reason I love Arya. She's
but what
so,
has he really done that's that bad? Maybe I'm.
Well, he killed her friend.
I think
friends.
He was bad before that. He
yeah.
killed that kid.
The Butcher's Boy in
first
season
book.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember when she and Joffrey get into
just
it?
Seriously said to do it.
Yeah. And her little her friend, like, you know,
right.
they got in trouble for fighting Joffrey and they killed the boy because
Jones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, he
terrible.
They
yeah.
should have a pop-up video version.
Mm-hmm. Really though. Like, just in case you forgot.
For a while.
This happened
when
like,
you don't kill
ago.
The kid.
That's why you're supposed to hate them again.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like they've gone through like three seasons now of them being
buddies.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
It's a little gruff, like, oh, you kid.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, they're yeah.
I know, and I liked their relationship. I mean, even though they weren't exactly friends. I think they were a little bit friends, you know, but
yeah.
they were together. And
she hated him.
Yeah, respect, exactly. She hated him for what he's done, but she needed him to survive
mm-hmm.
and get around.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just interesting. I don't know. But now she's off on her own. On her own. She
house
goes
in the narrow sea.
Yeah, so this is when she goes
yeah.
to... I was listening to a podcast, and I think it's called the Saltland or something like that, wherever she was, those guys were, like, digging salt. I guess there's a name for it. A real name in the book.
So she... It's a new place?
No, it's just a city in wherever
Westeros.
They're at. Yeah, in Westeros. It's just
another
a city.
Part of
yeah, it's another part. On the coast. That's
okay.
where she goes,
yeah.
That's where she goes to find passage to wherever she's going, Braavos. So,
yeah.
wherever she goes and gives a guy the coin. So,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, the coin
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, so...
Which is interesting that she didn't go back to where her aunt and sister were.
Yeah, I
but
think...
she thinks her aunt's dead.
Yeah, she
well,
didn't
Rain
know...
Rain is dead.
She,
knows
she thinks... She knows her aunt's dead, but she doesn't know Sansa's
dead.
Oh,
that's
there.
True.
She,
yeah.
she doesn't... She thinks... I mean, she doesn't know where Sansa is.
She thinks... I think she thinks she's the only one left.
Yeah,
yeah.
probably.
Right.
She probably thinks Sansa's dead, so she has
yeah.
no reason to stay
or
there.
Or did Jon... Does she... I mean, she has to know about Jon Snow. I mean, that he's on the wall.
Yeah, she was going to find him.
Yeah,
maybe
she
that's
there?
Where she's going. No, she's not going there, obviously. But
no, she wanted to go to the wall. That's where
yeah.
she wanted to go, was when she went and asked that guy, like, can you take me to the wall?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, we're going to Braavos. And that's when she's like, oh, hey, I have this coin.
Yeah.
And then she said that word.
I'm going to go to this place where...
Oh, right, yeah, right.
Mordor. I don't know. Here, I'll find it. But, because that's the... That's what his name. The faceless man, the assassin who helped her, gave her that coin and said, hey, if you're ever in trouble, tell somebody this, give them this, and they'll take you where you need to go. And so she's going to Braavos.
Yeah.
So.
Seems like we're going to be there a lot next season.
And Braavos is where the Red Viper was from?
Right.
He's from Dorne. Is Dorne
so,
in Braavos?
No.
No,
Dorne's on Westeros.
Oh. Yeah,
Dorne's in the south.
Dorne be like
oh.
Mexico in North America.
Okay.
Because all the people are a little brown. And no, they really are. They're like, and they were the last of the seven kingdoms to be unified with all the kingdoms. So
okay.
they always had like this weird relationship with the rest of them. They're kind of like the, like where everyone else is kind of weird Nordic, that's the word I'm looking for. And they're like more like Spaniard or something. And it's
okay.
like a desert.
Hmm.
It's what I always thought about it was a lot more. Yeah, like Spain. Like, they have that Muslim influence in Spain, and that's kind of how that, and I always thought Dorne is, except they make all the wine.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's,
yeah.
so it's like, it's more like Northern California.
Okay.
Just Napa. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It's just like
Napa.
Spain, Mexico.
Yeah. The people are like Mexico.
So Braavos do we have any connection to Braavos except for that assassin guy was from there?
Well, that's where the Iron Bank is, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
okay.
That's where Stannis and What's-His-Face went.
It's like a free city, isn't
is
that what
free
it
city?
Is?
Yeah,
it's one of the free cities. The free city of Braavos.
So it's
yeah.
across the Narrow Sea.
No,
so
the, what does free city mean in this context?
No.
I think it just means that they don't fall under kingdoms.
Maybe they're
yeah.
not part of the Seven Kingdoms.
So it's
yeah,
like the
right?
Vatican?
Sure.
Well, no one across the Narrow Sea has anything to do with the Seven
so,
Kingdoms.
Yeah,
the Seven
so.
Kingdoms is like...
All this, the, yeah, all the Seven Kingdoms are all on
it's like a
island.
Of Westeros.
Yeah.
They're all Westeros. Braavos is not on Westeros.
Correct.
Braavos is just its own country? Is it same as Esteros?
I don't know.
Fucking A.
It is Esteros, isn't it?
Is it? Is it part of Esteros?
Because yeah.
it's Westeros, Esteros, right? I don't know.
How
does anybody? I don't know. How does anybody?
I love that one video where it's like the four characters we all know and everyone else. The bald guy.
The sneaky bald guy.
The sneaky guy.
The sneaky guy. The sneaky bald guy. Anyway, she's going to Braavos. Wherever the hell Braavos is,
right.
She's going there. So,
which that's
on a boat,
how they... Which that's how they end the episode.
And
we still have the other parts to talk about. But I thought it was kind of a down. Like, that's how you're
the way,
it.
Yeah.
I thought they should have ended it
I,
with.
It was a beautiful scene
King's
when she
Landing.
Was on this boat and everything. I really enjoyed that. But I wasn't really expecting that to be the end of it.
Right.
Like, that wasn't, I didn't expect that to be the end scene. But.
I thought
know.
They should have ended with the King's Landing. So as we go back
I
to
agree.
King's Landing
yes.
and find that
anyway, I
Jamie's
think,
breaking.
I think Arya's going to become a faceless man, like an assassin.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I do too.
I hope
yeah,
so.
I love her.
She's my favorite, yeah.
yeah.
I really like her. She's awesome, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She'll be till the end. She'll be on till the end.
Yeah, I think so. I would hope so.
Yeah.
She better be. Anyway, okay. Last scene. King's Landing. Well, this isn't the last scene technically, but it was one
close
of
enough. Yeah.
The last scene we're going to talk about, I think. We see... I mean, they really get to this very quickly,
mm-hmm.
where it's just Jaime opens the door, and he's like, hey, Tyrion!
Come on, let's go.
You're free. I'm going to help you get escape.
There's not a lot of security.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
well, I think Jaime cleaned them. Like, he moved them. Like,
oh.
He got rid of the guards and stuff.
Did he
yeah,
explain
I
that?
So.
I missed that.
I think I read something where they're like, yeah, I mean, they don't do such a great
easy.
Job of explaining
no, no, no.
how things, you know, there's just so much in this episode. But, yeah, he took care of the guards.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay.
I don't know what, yeah.
Whatever that
but anyway,
means.
So it wouldn't have been that easy
yeah.
to escape.
So,
so
he's like, hey,
right.
you know, go, what do you tell him? Go up to these steps and go up these steps and knock something or somebody says? I don't remember.
Knock three times.
Right. It was something like that.
It was something like that, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember. But he tells him, like, go do this. You'll be free. There's a passage. There's a ship. You'll be safe. Whatever. You're out of here.
And there's a brother's hug.
They hug. Everything's okay.
Brothers get a hug. Tommy Boy Roberts.
I know exactly what you're trying
okay,
to get. I do like those two together though. Like their scenes are always really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed that. But instead of going where he's supposed to go, he goes up to his dad's room and
which again, no guards.
Yeah, again, no guards.
No guards.
You would think there'd be guards at the hand
True.
Of the king's room, but whatever. I guess it's late. I don't know. Maybe he told him to go away because it's with a whore.
Taking
so.
A dump.
yeah.
Oh, they're dumping in this episode, too.
Oh, yeah.
Robots.
Just, no butts.
But that's when he comes in and he sees Shay in the bed with, you know, his dad's bed.
I was shocked.
Were you?
I was.
Yeah?
Really? I, from what I've read, that in the book she is a much more of a whore. You know, like,
yeah.
it's much more
right.
blatantly
that,
like, I am a prostitute.
That's
like,
what I perceive.
Like, she, like, picked her up at an army camp that she was just, like, working her way through.
Yeah.
Yeah,
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 yeah. But, I mean, I think...
in the books, too, I mean.
Yeah, she, in the book, she's much more...
She's,
I am a prostitute.
Exactly. Like,
yeah,
what,
I
how I feel for you is not real. That's where, like, I feel in the show they developed their relationship.
But I think it was fake.
You know, like... I don't know. I felt like it was kind of real at parts.
Well, I mean...
I don't know.
Remember she jumped right in the sack with his dad, and she knew that he despised
yeah.
his dad.
I don't
so
know.
I don't know. I think...
But she was also hurt when he... Said
exactly.
And she's also probably trying to protect herself, I
yeah.
guess you could say.
Oh,
that.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, no
yeah.
one's looking out for her.
Yeah.
She thought he was, and then, you know, he was doing it to protect her.
Yeah.
To get her out of
he
there.
He sent her away.
So then,
she got really mad.
Right, and then
yeah.
the trial, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
She played
that
by.
Was the turning point.
Yeah, I think that's the turning point, yeah.
But
I
mean,
I don't know. I was listening to another podcast, and they said in the books, it's very, it's, she's a little more superficial. Like, it's not, you can tell she's not fully invested.
Yeah.
I feel like on the
yeah.
show, it was a little more real
mm-hmm.
than it was in the books, so. I think that's why Tyrion's so hurt and that sort of thing. I don't know. But.
I don't remember him killing her. But
really?
Maybe not that way.
Same way.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it said. And I guess the necklace has a lot more meaning in the book, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like this necklace that she's wearing is like, I don't remember exactly.
It's something
like,
he gave her.
It's something he gave her, and it's some sort of like Hand of the King's necklace or something. It's like,
yeah.
it's a weird, like, it has significance in the books, I guess. I don't know. But it didn't appear either way. Just
mm-hmm.
use the killer.
I,
<So. laughs>
at least we're, you know, tying off loose ends.
This is true.
You know, like,
true.
People, like, joke about how many characters get killed in a show,
yeah.
but I'm just all for it.
I really don't.
Because every dead body is another person I don't have to keep up with.
Yeah.
<Right.
So, laughs> yeah, remember their name,
yeah.
where they're from. That's
how they're related to
exactly.
each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. Once you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you really enjoy
well,
that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's like
characters.
So many storylines are ending.
This is great.
It was really sad though when he killed her. I mean, because you can tell he's super upset. But, you know.
At that point, I was glad
yeah.
I was ready for him to kill her.
I was too. I knew
yeah.
it was coming because I read about it, so I wasn't surprised. But still, you know.
Okay.
He loved her, but he killed her because she's a bitch, so. Anyway.
And the pot must have been a ways away, because Tywin didn't hear any of it.
He didn't hear any of it, nope.
Yeah.
You think
those walls are thick.
I guess, I don't know.
He's just really focused.
Right. Stop hanging, yeah. Stop listening, paying attention to anything else, yeah. That was a good scene. He grabs that crossbow off the wall.
And wasn't that the one that Joffrey used to kill... The
redheaded boar?
Yeah.
Was it?
I like,
so.
Target practice on it. I'm messed up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that kid's dead.
They killed him really good.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. We moved to Tywin. Tywin's in the shitter. And
I love that he was killed in the shitter.
I saw something on BuzzFeed this week, and Littlefinger referenced...
Yes, I saw that too!
Something he's like, you can die anywhere. You can die on a pot. You can die... Where are all the different... You can die in bed. She died
yes,
in bed.
Yes.
Who else died this episode? It was something else. It was all the ways that people were dying in the next episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So he
yeah.
said that in the second to last episode or
yeah.
something, and then all these people died that way.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So,
no, that was really neat.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
See, and I think the show's really good about those sorts of things.
What was it?
I don't remember.
I can't remember the third place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was bummed about the little foot in this episode. He's probably one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a creep.
He's a schemer, but he's a...
Little finger.
Little foot's a dinosaur.
I don't use any of their names for
anything. So, yeah. That's why you use sneaky bald guy.
Sneaky bald guy, sneaky guy.
Yeah. I like sneaky guy. I was sad not to see him in this episode at all. But
yeah, I guess they wrapped up that storyline.
Yeah,
for
a good place.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
not much else you can do. Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Without diving into a whole other season.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. So, anyway,
yeah.
Tyrion and Tywin have it out, and he kills them eventually. I mean... And Tywin tries to be like, hey, I love you, you're my son, please don't kill
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that was just
yeah.
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 He was going to let him die.
I know.
Well, I'm going to save you.
Yeah,
he
says, like, you think I'll actually let you die? Bullshit, yeah.
Yeah, you're
going
to let you, yeah.
Yeah.
You're ready to get rid of him from the start.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm glad you killed him, because Tywin was a jerk.
Well, after he put the first arrow in him, then he started,
yeah.
he was like, no, you're right, I do hate you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah. Right. I guess in the books, before we get to that scene, Jamie talks a little bit more about their mother and how
oh.
awful Tywin was to their mother. And so then So that scene, he also is supposed to bring up the mother. So it's like a little bit more than, I'm just mad at you because you slept with my whore, you know, who I loved and things like that. So
well,
a little
that's
bit,
not the first time he's done something like that to one of his whores.
I guess in
true.
The books, too, they explain more
right.
about the first
a girl,
woman
another
he's in
girl
with.
Fake fell in love with him, too. That they
and
ended
she
up
wasn't
Cade.
Really a whore?
No, she...
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah,
that
I read
his
that
first
she,
wife wasn't actually a
wasn't
prostitute.
Wasn't actually
yeah.
a prostitute, but it was still.
But then his dad handed her off to the army or something.
Yeah.
Like, gave her to a barracks and said, have your way with her
yeah.
or something. Or maybe I'm getting them confused.
I don't know.
Maybe that was Shay.
Was it?
Yeah. One of his whores.
Yeah.
Too many whores.
But count. There's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
So
does the Lannister family, like, obviously, Tywin is a bad dude,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like he kind of spoiled this whole generation. Were they generations above this, like a bad family, or
I think they were always just the rich ones? Which I think that.
Do they ever talk about the generation before Tywin, like his dad or
I don't
anything?
Remember.
I just
yeah.
wonder if like
yeah.
he
no,
just kind of screws up everything,
right? Just yeah.
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, I think it was one of those things. They had been so powerful. That it kind of gone to their head, and then that's kind of what happened with the dragon people. What are they called? The
Targaryens.
The Targaryens. They started inbreeding too, so then they made these terrible kids.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's kind of how the Lannisters have turned out, because they think their family's so special that they have to sleep with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any money anymore, apparently.
Yeah, yeah they're broke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't remember that from the book either. So
they were broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, they owe a lot of money to the Iron Bank, apparently. I think they addressed that in a few episodes
right,
ago.
Yeah.
Ago. Right.
Well,
yeah.
Now the patriarch's dead, so.
That's true. I wonder what's going to happen now that Tywin's
right, I mean,
dead.
It's like falling apart. Like,
I'm
yeah.
say,
yeah, because
like,
Lannister
collapsed.
Cersei's
yeah.
going to flip shit.
I think so. I think Cersei's going to try and run everything now, since she's. No?
I'm not going to say no.
Well, because what? There's. Tommen.
It takes a big turn. I'll just say that. I'll say there's a big turn. I kind of told you about it the other day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I mean, this is completely, it's a shakeup, a huge shakeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and.
And now,
it's interesting to see how he'll, like, he got on the boat, obviously.
Yeah, he got
how
on the boat. Barry's
obviously
with
his
him.
Character's still going to play a role, so.
Mm-hmm. So where's his boat going?
He's going to Braavos, too, isn't he?
And
is
Littlefinger's going with him, which I thought was
Littlefinger.
Sneaky
ball.
Yeah,
sneaky
ball
guy.
Yeah,
sneaky
eunuch.
Yeah, the eunuch.
Yeah,
I thought that it was interesting that he just like when he heard the bells ring, so he knew something had
right.
happened.
Yeah.
He was just
yeah.
like, well, I'm done with this play.
Yeah,
yeah.
I sit
right.
here next to my crate,
yeah.
which is interesting because usually you'd think he'd be like, ooh, something else to get my hands in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
But
it's a fun night.
He knew it'd be connected to him, so
yeah,
probably
yeah. Cersei's going to be off of blood.
I wonder. She's
probably more pissed that he didn't get killed.
Yeah,
than
I think
the
that's
father did
exactly. I don't think
yeah.
she's gonna be sad that Tywin's dead
because she and, still thinks that
because
he
now.
Well, I'm sure she'll
really
put together him. That Jaime had to be a
yeah,
part of.
I'm
it
sure
too.
She will.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So she'll probably be after him.
I'm sure she will. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, everything does kind of fall apart after this.
Mm.
Excellent.
That's
good.
Yes. Yes.
Hmm. So overall season, what do you guys think of the season?
I thought it was pretty good.
Good.
I liked
it. I thought
it
was a really good season. I really like this show.
We watched all the other seasons together, so this is all the same.
Oh, kind of, yeah. So I remember more than it was
right.
like, oh, look.
Yeah, this is the first one I haven't binged. So, like, we were kind of late to the game,
mm-hmm.
and then I got sick, and I was like, okay, well, I guess we'll just watch three seasons of a TV show.
That's how I mean. That's how I did it too. I binge watched the first three seasons, and then
mm-hmm.
I jumped on this one, and yeah, so I liked it.
No, that was good.
I think it's a great show.
I mean, there were a lot of big episodes.
Yeah.
The
Red
Wedding. Purple
Wedding.
I mean,
Red
Wedding
was last season.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
I know.
We still talk about it, I guess.
Who gets married next?
Mm-hmm.
They're probably dead, too.
I don't think there's any. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Well, I guess Cersei's not going to marry Loras anymore, correct? Now that Tywin's dead.
I know exactly what happens to her.
Oh. Okay.
Right. But there are going to be a lot of new characters next season as well.
Okay.
Right.
I was getting bored with these.
I don't know. I'm excited to see
Loras. I see Arya and Brienne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see,
yeah.
I don't remember what happens to Brienne, but you see Arya a lot. She really goes through some changes.
Mm-hmm.
So, what if next season, I think that everyone that's currently on a boat should all just kind of like crash into each other, and that would be a much more manageable cast.
Yeah.
They all crash on a new
boat.
Yeah.
One boat,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, so you have a good cast. It would be you'd have the blacksmith kid, you'd have
Tree, Arya, Varys, Tywin, or Tyrion.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I'd watch that show.
I'd watch it, yeah.
I'm going to send that as a suggestion.
I don't know how Tyrion's
going to... Or fan fiction. Maybe I'll just start writing fan fiction.
Yeah, do it. There you go. There's a market out there, I'm sure. But how is Tyrion going to get around? Like, people are going to know who he is. Because
he's across the narrow sea.
I would still think that, well, given how...
Don't know who he is,
word,
but they
word travels...
Yeah, because when the kids, the mother of dragons, when she was a little kid and first was sent there, I mean, everyone knew who they were, too. But,
yeah.
But I don't think anyone cares on the other side.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Maybe they don't. Hmm.
Maybe he'll dye his hair, grow a beard,
Welcome
go into hiding.
Walk on stilts.
Like, oh, walk on stilts.
He's normalized.
He kind of starts
just with a big trench coat on.
They kind of start connecting the, like, the red priest, or the red lady, to the rest of the story.
That's good.
Yeah.
Some of these big ones need to come together.
They kind of see where you can kind of see where they're going. So, like, she's actually kind of a crappy priest compared to some of them, because, like, the Dondarrion guy.
The one who comes back to
life.
Yeah.
He's actually, like, really powerful. He can just... They finally meet up. And
speaking of that, there was one... I don't know if y'all know about this.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about? There were a lot of people really disappointed that this certain character didn't pop up this season.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
It would have been the perfect ending.
I think they should have done it, too.
No,
I think...
No, it was at the beginning of a book, so they'll do it at the beginning of a season.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to know.
Yeah,
it was a prologue thing.
Okay.
In the fourth book or something.
Okay.
I think
it's
terrible. I think it's
really?
Absolutely terrible.
I kind of like the idea.
I don't.
I like
not
it.
One bit.
But it's confusing because these one... but like this one religion can come back from the dead and these other people can come back as zombies and it's just like... It's weird.
Magic.
Overkill, I think.
Yeah.
The resurrection.
But there are certain things that happened this episode that had to happen before that happens. And it happened right at the end. So,
I know.
So, but anyway. Mm-hmm. But my problem with the whole thing was that Entertainment Weekly did a whole article about it and they put a picture of this. And I'm like, you just spoiled it for everyone.
I know.
Picture of what?
Of
her
character that's supposed to be her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, why didn't this person come back?
Yeah.
Well, and I learned about it because I was reading a recap, and someone was like, they just mentioned the character's name, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggle with the names. That's
right.
Obvious. And so I'm like, who is that? I should see who, like, that's not connecting to me. And then I Googled that name. I was like, psh.
Yeah, no.
There's that.
Yeah.
Actually, early in the season, a similar thing happened where I was confused by a character's name. And then they mentioned that they had a big prominent part to play at Tywin's funeral. And so I didn't know if it was going to be Tywin. I like clicked away, and so I couldn't remember if it was Tywin or Tyrion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm like, one of them dies. Which, the whole season, I'm just like, I know that one of them dies. And I was like, there's no way they're going to kill Tyrion, but one of them dies. So maybe. So, yeah. The internet is a dangerous place.
It really is. Like, because sometimes they pop up, the spoilers pop up without you even realizing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. In an article, and like,
or even
just
a picture.
Yeah.
Just a picture.
Yeah.
Ugh. But then I was reading an article, but there's a possibility that the show is about to take a turn because they're getting to the end of these books where this is like what they did with True Blood.
Yeah.
You can go the way of the books or you can go your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a point where George R. R. Martin hasn't even published these final two books. So the show could be like, okay, well, we know who's going to end up on the throne,
mm-hmm.
but we can go on our own little path. So it's not the same as the books. So we can kind of
make this the rest of the series more our own, like the little things that they've done.
And
there's a possibility they were mentioning that what possibly could happen might not happen.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's clear.
Well, I mean, a big plot point might not happen, and it will be they'll change things up.
Yeah, I got it.
So. I think that would be. I think that'd be great.
I think it's. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I know there are a lot of book people who are upset with what the series has done and what they haven't done. It's like it's a different entity. You know, like.
I have a general rule where I don't really partake. I don't really take in any pop culture in more than one format. Like,
gotcha.
I probably will never read these books because
yeah.
I like the show.
Mm-hmm,
right. There's books that I've read that have become shows. I just don't really get to the shows because I'm like, I don't like it. Like,
yeah.
Movie adaptations, it's the same way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I will never go back and read a book of a movie I've seen, and if I've read the book, I'm probably not too interested in the movie.
Because
right?
Gotcha.
So, the worst part is if you read that book and then you go to the movie, you're like,
mm-hmm.
Now is that in the
yeah.
That's all I'm doing to the whole, I'm not enjoying the movie because I'm wondering, okay, is this coming up or
yeah.
I don't remember that. Like,
yeah.
I just
yeah.
want to go and enjoy a movie instead of having to worry about, you know, think about, okay, well, I don't know if I like that, or I hate that character, but I like that character in the book.
I don't think they're going to make Mindy Kaling's book into a movie, so I think you'll be fine, because that's the only book I've read in 5 years. So.
I wish it would be.
I didn't even read the book. It's an audiobook.
Just listen to it.
Right.
I'm sorry, which book is this?
Mindy Kaling's.
Oh.
It's really good.
Tina Fey's book is really good.
Are people hanging out without me? Is that the
yeah.
One?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are my friends hanging out without me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really good. If you like Mindy, listen to it, or you should read it.
Does
or
she,
listen to it, whatever.
Does she read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I listened to Tina Fey's, and then I also listened to, or no, on next up is Nick Osterman.
Nick Offerman, yeah.
That's supposed to be really good. Something about going fishing or something.
Yeah, he's really good.
He needs to talk about Megan Mullally, so I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right.
Hey,
so
yeah, I think that's it. So
cool. Well, thanks guys for joining us.
Hey, thanks for
having
me. Thanks.
I hope y'all enjoyed it.
It was fun. I think we talked longer than the episode.
We really have. This is the longest episode probably ever.
And you guys are enjoying the talk.
I know. Awesome.
So anyway, well, thanks guys for
thanks
listening.
For being here, y'all. Even you, Ginger.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Sorry about the spoilers.
Yeah, sorry. About the
this will be his last podcast, so two and through.
Anyway, you can always follow us on Twitter at A Gallon of Gay, Facebook A Gallon of Gay, or email agallonofgay@gmail.com. Please email us and comment. Tell us what you think.
Please rate us on iTunes.
We'd love that. So many people are listening but not rating us, so we'd love from ratings.
Right. So, excellent.
Anyway.
All right, thanks guys.
Thanks guys.
Bye.